Bad News You Can Use, the podcast. Thank you for listening. Corey Reynolds is my name. I am your host, hostess, if you will, for the three great stories you're about to hear. And a brand new podcast comes out every Friday. So if you want to share it with your friends or kind of bookmark that, remind yourself, put it on the calendar. Maybe it's been that kind of week and you say, oh, it's Friday. I need some good news. God News You Can Use is on Anchor. It's on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple. It's all over the place. And of course, right there on Facebook, look for God News You Can Use. And to get started all over again from the beginning with the first five podcasts, that's easy. It's at godnewsyoucanuse.com. Pretty easy. Now, this first story, nothing easy about it. Nothing complicated either. Just amazingly wonderful. I want to introduce you to Betty Reed Soskin. If you're not familiar with the name, you may be familiar with her. Up until recently, she was the oldest park ranger in the United States, but she just retired at the age of 100.
I'm Betty Reed Soskin. I'm 100 years old, and I'm the oldest park ranger in the United States.
In late March, Betty decided it was time to retire and hang up the ranger hat. Oh, she got to keep the hat. But she went from employee to legend as a middle school in California was just named after her.
It means that I'm cast into the next generation.
No doubt Betty has left her mark in the world. As a woman of color and a woman of a certain age, she really is an inspiration. And we know leaving a legacy is really important, but in particular, when we tell our children and our grandchildren about the one true God, in Psalm 145:4, it says, "One generation shall commend your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts." Betty's job was to tell the story of Rosie the Riveter in Richmond, California. And that was a part of our American history that left an indelible mark, and so will she as well. Betty's amazing. I love this story, and I love her, and she still loves her uniform.
I still love this uniform. Partly because there's a silent message to every little girl of color that I pass on the street.
Really makes you think about the legacies that we leave behind. What will be that indelible mark that we put upon the hearts and minds of our children and grandchildren, telling them of our Savior and of His love and what God did giving His only begotten Son is the legacy that comes with the truth, the life, and the way. And biblically speaking, I got that a little out of order. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. Same thing. When you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, when you accept Him by confessing with your mouth and believing in your heart that He's your Savior and you're born again, everything changes. And our story number two today is just about that very thing. And we're going to introduce you to, well, no introductions needed because He's already famous. He's already very well known. And He's already swimming in riches. So you would think this is a guy that has everything, the fame, the fortune, the looks, the persona. We're talking about WWE superstar Mark Calloway. You know him better as The Undertaker. And for years, that was his persona, to go on stage and be scary, to come out in the black clothing, walk slowly. His eyes were kind of strange. And, you know, basically that was his persona, and it paid off. And Mark was doing okay in life. You know, he had the fame, he had the fortune, he had the attention, he had this amazing body that he put on display out there and this amazing wrestling talent to go with it. But maybe behind the scenes, things weren't going so great, at least not what we might have thought on the surface. You've got everything, but do you really, if you don't have Jesus? And it took his second wife, Michelle, who's also a former wrestler, to bring him back to church. And at first he was very reluctant. I don't need to go. I'm a good person. I'm fine. I don't want to hear the brimstone talk. A lot of us have said that. But he went to sort of appease her and sat in church and then the second time and a third and he kind of liked it. And he said, well, this is kind of speaking to me. And then finally he realized, despite the fame, the fortune, the wrestling talent, that body that God gave him, despite that it looked like he had everything, he realized what he really had was nothing without Jesus. And that's when he became born again, confessing Jesus as his Savior, with his mouth and believing in his heart. And then he was ready to tell the world, to use that fame, that fortune, that platform to tell people who he is. And recently, Mark, let's call him The Undertaker for now, was inducted into the Wrestling Hall of Fame. He took that opportunity to thank his wife, which I think is amazing, but giving God all the glory. Here's that moment.
I think the greatest thing that you've ever done for me, though, is restore my relationship with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
I'm just going to let that one sit right there. and then read this verse for you. Matthew 6:20-21 is so appropriate, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. I'm assuming that Mark got some sort of award to go with that, something to put on the shelf. Maybe he got one of those belts or something like that. Maybe his name got put in a plaque in the Wrestling Hall of Fame. Maybe even a monetary award came with that. All those things don't matter if you don't have Jesus. And it took a big old 6'8" wrestler named Undertaker, we'll call him Mark again, to shed the light on that. And after all, isn't that what we do when we have Jesus in our heart, in our life, when we accept him as our Savior? We then help others see the light. And I love that he did this publicly. God bless you, Mr. Calloway. And your wife, Michelle, she gets a lot of credit. God gets all the glory as we head into story number three. Imagine being a wounded veteran and you and your family have housing, but it's not really adequate. It's not really up to speed, up to snuff, I guess you can say. Maybe something's wrong with the heater or the water is not running correctly. Either way, U.S. Army Staff Sergeant Joseph Steele was that man, and he wanted to take better care of his family, so he applied for help. He put his application in, he did all the right things, and then he got the news that, well, he wasn't necessarily getting the assistance, rather a mortgage-free home. That's right, donated by Wells Fargo and their Military Warriors Support Foundation.
It was very overwhelming, especially given our situation at the time. We were in between houses, so our lease was expiring on the 1st of March, and we got notice that we were the awardees. That wasn't part of my application process. They had no idea that we were in that current situation. It just so happened that the Lord is good.
The Lord is good, and there's a theme with all these stories, giving God all the glory, and we want to do the same here as well. That's why we call it God News You Can Use. The verse I want to read for you, Psalm 112:1-3. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commandments. His offspring will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. As the Army Staff Sergeant just said, God is good. And that's what your God News You Can Use is all about. Everybody needs good news, so why not share it with your friends? Maybe a family member, somebody who needs to be encouraged and know that the headlines, the daily news, what you see online, social media, the top of the hour, first story is not necessarily what's going on. When it all comes down to it, the goodness of God endures forever. Our life through Jesus Christ, by accepting him as our Savior, lives forever. That means you live forever with the one true God. All this will be eaten by moth and rust, and it will not last. And when you put your trust in him and you accept his Son, it's eternal. You're eternal with the one true God. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. And thank you for listening to God News You Can Use. It is your opportunity to share it. GodNewsYouCanUse.com or on Facebook, God News You Can Use. Like, follow, share. Thanks so much. And a brand new podcast coming your way each and every Friday.